One in five drivers admits to napping. How hard you have to work on them to get them to admit they nap while they drive. One in five drivers admits to napping. All right, I nap. I think one in five airport security personnel have been napping as well, huh? Hell, this whole country's been napping, people. And you know what I say? Huh?
Wake up!
Now you're talking, Mishki.
One in five drivers admits to napping. Yeah, I nap. I nap. I admit it. When I'm driving, I nap. I nap. Not while in the passing lane. But sure, after I settle into a comfortable position on the freeway and the rush hour stuff kind of thins out, I'll find a little space cushion between me and the other cars, bring it down to 55 mph, say, and hit the snooze button, sure. I think we all do that from time to time, don't we? Huh? Why, what are you? Mr. Alert, huh? Mr. I don't dare sleep because I need every one of my senses alive and attuned to my driving and the driving of others? Lighten up. You're not 16 anymore. You pretty much have this driving thing down, don't you? And you can now feel free to relax and let your years of experience kind of cover for you. Draw on some of your subconscious abilities and allow your body to catch a little shut-eye when you're on the road. Worst case scenario, some jackass will wake you up with his horn. Well, you flip him off and head back to dreamland, because you've earned it. The road takes too much out of you otherwise. Way too much out of you. I'll tell you, if I'm heading out to Wisconsin on 94, by the time I pass White Bear Avenue, I'm sawing logs. I may wake for a spell crossing the bridge over the St. Croix, because you tumble in that river and you're a goner. But once outside of Hudson, I'm back in snooze mode, pretty much. Nobody gets hurt. Nobody gets hurt. Oh, I hit a fella head-on one time. But I can't be sure that was my fault. I wasn't awake to see what he was doing. Maybe it was his fault. I told my insurance company I was sleeping. I can't possibly be expected to take the fall on this when I wasn't even awake to see what happened. They didn't understand that. I thought it was clearly logical. Plus, sleep is good for you. You hear that all the time. How many studies show Americans are not getting enough sleep? Well, where is the easiest place to catch up? In the car, on the road, when you got nothing better to do anyway. I find it ideal to sleep, actually, and you might want to try this, if you people are driving and listening to this program. Kind of a perfect time to just nod off. And if I can help in any way, I will help you. Do you have anything that would... Let's see if I can find something to help you drift off. Used to have a lullaby that I'd play. I might have to sing it. Sorry. Let's see. Darn it. It's gone. Well, I guess I'll just sing. Go to sleep, you behind the wheel. Go to sleep now, my listener. Go to sleep, you folks behind the wheel. And we'll see you during the Bob Davis Show. Did that do it? It's quiet out there.